بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى، صدق الله وصدق الله رسول النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله تفضل في الله تبارك وتعالى البركة فضيلة الشيخ الله تلك أن دعفية صحة سلامة الله تلك أن تهدد وعلى a long life in خدمة الدين الله تلك keep his for you spreading throughout the world. That Allah accept all of us to the khidmat of deen. We have gathered here this majlis of islah, that how we can connect our lives and our hearts to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As we are making dua, that Allah ta'ala make every majlis beneficial and means of hidayat for entire humanity till qiyamah, and for jinnat and insan also. So make the niyat also that we have come here for the with our own niyat for our own islah, our hidayat, and entire humanity a complete islah, kamil and tam islah. And how these qualities can come into our hearts and our lives. That way we recognize Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we recognize the haqiqat and ma'rifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are taught all, every time when we come to majalis, the huquq, the rights of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rights of our parents. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, we don't know adab. Ya Allah, you teach us what is adab and respect. Ya Allah, we don't know the haqiqat and the reality of sharia and deen. Ya Allah, you teach us. And you show us every step of our life. So that we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a condition Allah ta'ala is pleased with us, Allah ta'ala accepts us. So the rights of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the rights of ibad, which is very very important. Ulama explain that azul ashya thalathatun, the most difficult things in a person's life are three things. Ulama array, fourth thing also. You see, the most difficult things a person does at a certain time, it becomes more nearer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You want to become the beloved of Allah, near and dear to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You see, three or four things ulama explained that makes a person very dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that moment it's very hard to do it. A'azul ashya. Very difficult these things are. But at that time a person, what they say, he will score, he will sign that, so to say, that million riyal or dinar or dirham deal in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They say among those difficult things for a person to enact is at the time of anger to forgive. When a person is very angry, and at that moment of time now, whether it be with his wife or his children or his staff, whatever it may be, at that moment of time, to look into a person's heart and realize that, Ya Allah, I am also your makhluq, that I cannot display my anger, that whoever has angered me also is your makhluq. Al-khalqu iyadullah. That the creation is the family of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So a person at that time to forgive, looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy and rahmat, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, you forgive me. Some people say that I can't control my anger. That I don't, when I get angry, I don't worry who's in front of me. I will read in the letters of Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi how beautifully he taught us that at that time now to think that, Ya Allah, you have more power over me. Ya Allah, you can execute, dispense of me as you wish to. That I am only a small makhluq, Ya Allah, but I have this problem of anger. A person wrote to Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he says, my wife, she angers me so much that I am intolerant. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib told him, make muraqabah, and think at that time now that when my wife is angry with me, to think that if this is my daughter and I was a son-in-law, how would I like my son-in-law to treat my daughter? Oh, just turn the tables over and think for a moment now that you are the wife and that is the husband, and how would you like to be treated? So he says, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, the Hazrat, this muraqabah has helped me a lot, alhamdulillah. But then to now and then I get angry. Still getting angry. He says, now you go one step further. When you do get angry and you simmer down, you cool down, then you go to your wife, if you have to hold your feet, and tell her, I am sorry. That I am ashamed of my behavior. And please forgive me if I am a very wicked person. Then he says, buy her a tuhfa also, buy her a gift. Buy her a gift and 6 rak'ahs of Salatul Tawbah. And take off some sadqah also, you know that will pain the pocket and the nafs also. So at that time for a person to take control of his anger, then Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, just think at that time when you're angry, for two brothers have to walk in, and they are bodybuilding, they are wrestlers. He said, where your anger will go to at that time? They're talking about beloved Shaykh teaches us also that the wife or qualities Allah Ta'ala has given her, this time you were fighting with her and telling her all terrible things. And now her brothers will walk in, or her father, parents will walk in, and now she will change her mood completely. That nothing happened in the house. She is having a good life in your home. She doesn't show any discontentment whatsoever. So at that time, when a person is forgiven, he is most angry. Like how we hear about Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he asked the slave girl to bring some water for him, and the glass fell, slipped from her hand, and he became very angry. And then she says, "Al-Ta'ghimin al-Ghayz," that Allah Ta'ala speaks to praise those people now who swallow the anger, who drink the anger up. So he says, so he swallowed his anger. وَلَعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and they forgive the people. He said, I forgive you. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah loves those that forgive. Allah Ta'ala loves those who are kind. He said, I set you free also. At that time Allah Ta'ala gives different opportunities, different people now to sign the deal with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that swallow your anger at that moment. And yes, it stems from pride. The Shaykh teaches us also that anger comes from pride also. Cancer is a disease. And they say, anger is such a thing now that it's a destructive disease. Destroys people around you. Might not destroy you for that moment, but the people around you, the muhabbat and love they have for you, it will destroy them also, your own family and children. So a person at that moment of his life, now to forgive immediately when he's most angry. Forgive immediately and turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Ya Allah, Qiyamah Day, you forgive me. So at that moment, for a person to turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the most difficult thing. But when he will do it, he will become nearer and dearer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then ulama explained the most difficult thing is to spend in the path of Allah when a person doesn't have the means. To spend in the path of Allah when he doesn't have the means. Like if he's away, where can I give sadaqah? I don't have anything to give. But at that moment also to think Allah Ta'ala's khazana is very great. When a person spends in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah has promised that Allah Ta'ala will multiply what he has by him. Spends in the path of Allah, Astatis is a Muslim to us also, that the virtues of spending in the path of Allah. A person donates to a masjid, for example, and he might only give one dhan, and he will feel now this one dhan only purchased a certain portion of one brick. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Akramul Akramin, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will give you one dhan portion in every brick of the masjid. Allah Ta'ala stretches it out. So a person might think that how can I give? I'm hearing over again from our Shaykh and Haji Naqda Asaf Dhamma Barakatuh, Allah Ta'ala give him afid and good health also. They spend in the path of Allah. Give one dhan every day also. Be 50 cents, but give something in the path of Allah. Allah looks at the quality of the heart. What a person, what intention is giving with, although it might be difficult for him to spend that amount of money, but he's still giving it. But they say the tartib of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that their health, their wealth, and their time primarily was spent on the deen of Allah. That was the first avenue. What was left over was spent upon the duyuf for Rahman. The guests that came to Medina Munawara, they spent upon them. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. They didn't have what they spent. What was left over from there, now they spend upon their families. Mashayikh said, Ajkal, we are kamzor nowadays. We see to our family's needs. And at least one third of our income is spent in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But seeing with Mashwara wa Mashayikh, how to spend in the path of Allah. But spend at that time, when it's most difficult. The person comes and is asking for a little bit of help, whatever we can give. So at that time now to spend in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then ulama explained the most difficult, very difficult thing to do. That at that time a person become beloved to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is al-wara'u fi khalwatin. To fear Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, to abstain, to have chastity when a person is in privacy. Now he is alone, temptation is there. The thoughts are going through his heart, through his mind. How they say? That now hold back your thumb from that keypad of the cell phone. Don't let it tap away and go to the wrong places. Now hold back your thumb. And don't go to the wrong avenues. That a person now at that moment of his life he loses his taqwa also. Or he starts to tell us that don't have that taqwa now that is made in China. You see, like plastic, it breaks any time. It breaks any time. They have solid taqwa. So at that time now a person is tempted and the thoughts are going through his mind. That I can do this sin and that sin. They say that a person, one of the easiest ways, we learn from our Shaykh also, the most passive way of getting the fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, is read the biographies of Al-Kabir. Read about their lifestyle, that how how Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with the taqwa. A person gets inspired. That moment of time now, and one of also the great benefits of having a sheikh also. At that moment of time, they say, when a person is tempted by shaitan and must to involve himself in guna and sin, to think about the person he loves the most, a pious person. Think about the person who he loves the most, a pious person, that in a way will drive him away from sin and guna. The Tani Rahmatullah has mentioned also that a person complained to him that I can't get concentration in my salah, in my dhikr. So they told him, Rahmatullah Ali, that what you love the most at that moment, when you're making your dhikr or salah, think of that thing which you love the most, slowly your thoughts and your mind will come together, and then you can focus upon Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So he asked the villager, what do you love the most? He said, my buffalo, bhas. He says, no problem. When you're reading salah, think of your bhas also. When you're making zikr, think about your buffalo also. You slowly think about the creator of the buffalo. Then your heart will come together and you will get the respect to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So when a person has a love for an Allah wala, then at that moment of time, think of Allah. Slowly from there, Allah Ta'ala will take your thoughts to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So the focus, Imam Razi rahmatullahi also, at the moment of his, when he was in throes of death, about to pass away, the shaitan came and attacked him and told him that proved to me the oneness or the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he gave one proof. The shaitan broke the proof. He gave a second one and a third one. 99 proofs he gave. And shaitan broke every one of those proofs. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the veil between him and his sheikh. And he tells him that say to shaitan, you believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any proof. And that he died upon iman. So this when a person is in khalwat, is alone, when the nafs and shaitan will run havoc with his mind and his heart, at that moment now to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hold a person back. Like how we hear from Hazrat Allah also about the youngster in Delhi in the masjid, the riots were on, the young girl comes to the masjid, she knocks the door, he opens the door for her, and she's afraid for her life. And he's studying his kitab, he has a candle in front of him. Every now and then he puts his finger to the candle. And the girl is behind him, a young girl, and she sees what he is doing. And the entire night, Allah Ta'ala protects him. Then she asked him before she leaves, the entire night I saw you putting your finger into the fire. Why? She said, temptation and nafs and shaitan. The nafs is telling me now to come towards you. When to remind myself now the fire of Jahannam, I put my finger into the candle. To feel the heat of it, what will be the fire of Jahannam? At that time for a person now to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-wara'u, fi khalwatin, when a person is alone now, at that moment will have the steam of taqwa. That to put the dagger of taqwa upon his heart and to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Hazrat says also that a person has feared that enough. A person would have had the shadeed muhabbat and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save him from haram. So, dear Allah, how can I break your command? Ya Allah, you give me so much. Hazrat mentioned recently, all the Hazrat tells us, before eating, at least think of that moment, Ya Allah, you've given me the entire dunya on platter of food. The entire world come together on plate of food. Ya Allah, your ihsan, your kindness. Thank Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, every step of our life. The Tani rahmatullah says also, that how to keep that link alive with Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. After the month of Ramadan, many started to say that now we don't feel like how it was in the month of Ramadan. It was so easy. He says to keep that link alive with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Quran tilawat. We're keeping a link alive. That, so to say now, electric fence that we had built in the month of Ramadan, now the current has gone low to it. And the nafs and shaitan are feeling that, is it loaded or not? How strong is the current? He said, the current is not so strong. So we can jump the fence. And we can get into his heart and pull him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is the Quran tilawat, a person's connection is alive with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you can't make Quran tilawat all the time. So the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So the person lies in the ita'at of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan sees now, must know that he's in the zikr of Allah. He's not in ghaflat. That we learn from our mashayikh how to be in the zikr of Allah. Hazrat teaches us, that if I, mashallah, our Arab sati's, alhamdulillah, every step of their life, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, they're sitting down. The Hakim Sahib taught us also, rahmatullah alayhi, person is sitting, he's getting up, Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Wasi' al-Maghfirah, calling unto Allah, Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Allah, you're so tolerant, you are so kind, Your maghfirah is so vast, my Allah. Every moment he's linking to Allah, every moment he's not in ghaflat, he's linking to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. This we learn from the Mashayikh, that every moment of our life, keep the link alive with Allah. So we don't fall into a ghaflat and negligence. Once negligence will come in a person's life, the shaitan will gap in. The chore of the heart will gap in. Nafs will take over. So Quran tilawat, the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that every moment the person should try to endeavor to keep the connection alive with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save him from guna and sin. And the Muslim du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to learn them. Every moment we're sitting in the majalis, istighfar in the heart, we're coming to the masjid, we're going into the home. So every moment of our lives is a du'a, to be read. Then a person to build his yaqeen upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To recognize that everything happening around me is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every step I'm taking, Allah is from you. The car is starting, Allah by your hukam. Then to the Tabi rahmatullah, he says the kamal of taqwa and tawakkul. The kamal of tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that when you don't have the means, then to trust Allah, Allah you'll do it. When the means is there, and then to have your trust upon Allah. The means is there, I can do it. Aircon is there, the heater is there, it'll give me heat, it'll keep me cool. Then to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, then to use the means. Only the person who the means is not there, Allah you can keep me warm. But when the means are there, then a person free links his heart to Allah. Those of you know, we just press the button. We sit in the car, we hardly say Bismillah, we stop the car. Why the car is there, I can go home. But at that moment also, he says to keep your links alive with Allah. This is how you link up with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala every moment. That the asbab, the means are there, but ya Allah, this thing cannot do. You will do it for me. And how they gave the example also, that a person now who starts the car, he doesn't start. He starts a few times, then he's stuck middle of nowhere. Then at the end of everything, he says, ya Allah. Allah came out last. So Allah must come first. And then does he start? Ya Allah again. Allah again. Allah again. So that nisbat dafi means linked with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That a person now is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Quran, through zikr, through masnoon du'as, through tawakkul. He is linked to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So a person in khalwat also, he has a fear of Allah and he has a deep love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That a person now, every moment of his life, he's thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you mentioned, now I have somebody who you love, a shaykh and alim, then you think of him. So do you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person is angry to forgive at that time. Because nearer and dearer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When he doesn't have the means, he has little means, then to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in privacy. Then to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fatwa ulama explained to become the beloved of Allah kalimatul haqqi. Inna may yuraja aw yakhafu minhu. That to speak the haqq and the truth in the presence of that person now who you have fear for, or you have some hope upon him that he'll do something for you. At that time, you speak the truth. That now they say is very difficult. That you fear the person. These are the regulations, you should do it like this. It's against Sharia. But a person now will keep quiet. But that time to speak now, they say, it's not right. How to say it? The Muqqa Shanasi, Maradam Shanasi, they learn from the Mashaykh also. But how they handle these affairs and these matters in Deen and Sharia, with the hikmat and the wisdom. But the person now, you fear him now, when to talk, how to talk, what to say, how to say it. But it has to be done, it has to be said. The person makes it at that time now, and he has fear in his heart, that there will be some consequence for me, but then to utter the haqq. This is the gate of the jihad. The person will still proclaim the haqq, you know this is the truth of Sharia, I got to proclaim it. Now whether to give my life, or my situation has to go adversely, but then do this is haqq to say it. Or from a person who you have hope upon that I will receive something from him, some favor from him. Now he's doing something wrong. His business deal is not right. Or he's involved in some haram activity. But now you see it is happening. But you say, I'm making dua for him. This is the time to utter the haqq and say the truth. And to tell him, by this is not right. This is not right. But that time, because the person now, he has a fear, he has a hope, he's not speaking. He's compromising his Sharia and his deen. When a person now will have his link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's taught how to link up to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then the thing will become easy for him. But as you mentioned now, that these are the times that are most difficult for a person. is most difficult for him, but when a person has a nisbata batini with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach him in all his moments of his life how to react. Because his nazar is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nisbata batini for a person to come to get that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deep connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every step of our lives, Allah ta'ala guides us to say the right thing, to do the right thing, to make the right decisions in life, to have the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we come to these majalis to learn from our mashayikh how to get that haqiqat and reality, that ma'rifat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Because so extensively every time we see the name of Allah, maybe 4 or 5 later, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but what is behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is Allah? What Allah does for me? What Allah can do for me? That all the halat in the world is in the hand and the qabza of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we see everything very clearly. What is the reality that is happening around us? So these challenges will come into our life. Whether it's to speak the truth, whether to control one's anger, to spend at the time and the person doesn't have. So for a person to remain chaste and pure at the time of privacy, when he's all alone. All these things now will spur a person closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then we can understand that what our worldly life is about. Hazrat says that make the niyat of our life. That every amal I'm doing is for akhirat. Every amal is for akhirat, to bank it in akhirat. Sometimes we do some dunya activity also, but just for a certain limited amount of time to see some benefit. But we do every amal, I'm coming for the majlis from akhirat. I'm driving all the way for the akhirat. I'm reading my salah for the akhirat. Allah, you become pleased, and I'm banking all the amal for my akhirat. So this is make that niyat that nahnu abnaul akhirah. We belong to akhirat. That every amal of mine now must be so pleasing to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that I have this inner connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to do even more. There's no vacuum in my life. That every moment now I get a chance, I'm linked to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like how it explains also, when that link is there now from a distance also, a person will press the button of the remote, the gate will open. But when the nisbat is weak, Ramadan finished, and a person now slowly stepping away, now he goes near the gate also, he's pressing the button, is that opening? But Allah Ta'ala says, every believer is my friend. But we are taught by Hazrat Wala that we want to become VIP friends of Allah. Very important. Very, very close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, awliya. But together with that, as we hear from Hazrat Wala also, the muttaqi banna wara mushkil baat. That to become pious also is very easy. But you find the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very easy then. And becomes mazadar and becomes enjoyable also to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat explained to us also that there are two lines to get the muhabbat of Allah. One is the line of the muttaqun, the pious people. Many people are turning there. But weak person like myself, as it explains now, that to stand in that line, tahajjud, ishraq, awabin, and all the amal, sin-free life, Allah Ta'ala, give us lives like that. He said the one is the line of the muttaqir and the pious people is a long line. And the other line is very short. You've got the cry babies. So you've got a crime for taqwa. Allah, I've skipped, but I won't remain in the gutter of guna. Allah, I'll get up, I'll cry. My entire life, I'll cry. He said that's now the cry baby line. Ya Allah, we become cry babies. Ya Allah, give us some taqwa at least before we close our eyes. Ya Allah, we want to reach you. As the Hakim said, Rahmatullah Ali, that inshallah, we'll carry on trying. We'll carry on trying. Sometimes I won't get angry, but I'll forgive after that. Sometimes I'll be tempted, Ya Allah, I'll stop, but then I won't remain there. Ya Allah, I'll get up still. And I'll come crying and crawling to the majlis every month and every week. Ya Allah, I'll carry on crying till I get there. People out there might look like they're enjoying their lives and all guna and sin and nothing is happening. Allah Ta'ala has given him respect. We might feel we come here, but then to be stupid, you're still making a mistake. Then how long is it going to carry on like this now? But we carry on crying like babies to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And before mort, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, inshaAllah, will record our names in the register of His awliya. Maybe not on the first page, but at least in the last page. There will be in the ranks of them, the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But this will go to continue. Temptation will be there. As I mentioned, anger will come there, imprudence will be tempted. Then sometimes we don't want to spend in the path of Allah, but there's a mocha opportunity now to make our akhirat and our dunya also. And the time will come to speak the truth also. Different times we are tempted to speak a lie. So they give a beautiful example. We go to the airport sometime, and there they ask you, you think it's a trivial thing. And now they ask you part of the logistics. That do you know what's in the bag? Yes, I know what's in the bag. Did you pack the bag? Yes, you didn't pack the bag. Maybe the wife packed it, the children packed it, but you say, no, I packed the bag. There's a lie you're speaking also. I didn't pack the bag, I don't know what's in the bag. At least now, before you go and check in, please open the bag and see what's in there, put one, two items, say, okay, I packed the bag. Even the little lies also, but we say, no. But it leads to bigger lies in life. Then our entire life becomes a lie. I think, la mashallah, I'm pious, I'm muttaqi, but in reality, inside me, everything else besides taqwa. Our life becomes like that also. So little things in our life, when it comes sometime, we're just creeping up, we're making the mistakes. We're doing the wrong things. But then too, as I say, it still get us. Clean ourselves. Start crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever, we owe حقوق العباد, we have the حقوق of Allah, the حقوق of عباد, the rights of men, start making it up. The rights of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always speaking about the حقوق Allah also. When it comes to our qaza namazes, our qaza rozas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many people, I think Ahmad heard Hazrat Bayan on qaza rozas, when he started right now also, I started my 2 months qaza already, kafara. Last year, 2-3 parties, this year also, Umar ibn the Masjid, I met him now, beginning of Ramadan, and with joy in his face, he tells me, he says, 5 years done. I said, what do you mean 5 years done? He says, 5 years of my qaza, of my fajr, I already completed today. Last year, Shawwal I started, and 5th Shawwal, I finished 5 years already. So do you want my fajr namaz? One way when people are becoming inspired to change their lives, these powerful doses that is giving us all the time, and Allah put it in our heart. The spirit in the ummah. The people last are reforming their lives and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these halat, Allah ta'ala can overnight, Allah ta'ala can change it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Bin this trouble life, inshaAllah.